Listening part. You will listen to two texts. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through task one. Task 1. You will now listen to two texts. Decide A, what was mentioned only in text 1, B, what was mentioned only in text 2, C, what was mentioned in both texts, and D, what was not mentioned at all. For each statement, there is only one possible answer. If you choose more than one option, this answer will not be scored. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome all those parents whose children have just started at the school. The purpose of this meeting is to give you information about the international exchange programme known as Open Homes, which the school runs. For 1 week a year, pupils are invited to stay with a family abroad and attend school with a child the same age. A return visit is then arranged 6 months later, when our pupils and their families open their homes and become the hosts. In general, children aged 13 to 15 years old, but no younger, seem to get something out of this trip. Now, I realise that your own children will only be 11 or at most 12 this year, but we feel that it's important to begin by making the links that will make a future exchange more successful. So we want children to make a pen friend of their prospective overseas partners a year or so before the visit. By taking part in this scheme, they will already know someone in, and a lot about, their destination before they leave. We've established links with schools in various countries. In the past, European exchanges have been the most popular, especially amongst children keen to practice their languages. But this is not the only aim of the programme, so those more interested in other subjects should not be put off. 1 year we organised a trip to Holland, which was very successful, although none of the children were studying Dutch. Our most regular destination, however, is France, with Germany coming a close second. Although we are in touch with a school in Poland, which is very keen to take part, as is a school in Canada. Although most children love the experience, we must be prepared for some difficulties. This may be the child's first trip abroad, leading to feelings of homesickness as well as loneliness. A week can seem a long time when you feel lonely or you're missing home. So each group of pupils is accompanied by a professional group leader, which means there's always someone with training on the spot to solve any difficulties, which is a relief for both parents and host families, as you can imagine. There is variety built in the week, and this definitely helps. For example, children attend lessons together in the morning and then visit a local place of interest in the afternoon. These trips can be fun as well as educationally valuable, and parents are invited to come along too. In the past, we've managed to combine the pure entertainment of places like theme parks with the learning opportunities provided by wildlife parks, museums, etc. And surprisingly, it's actually the wildlife rather than the theme parks which prove the most popular time and time again.
Text 2.
Now, if you're thinking of how you're going to spend your summer holidays and are fed up with just lying in the sun, maybe you should consider an educational holiday. Universities, colleges and schools in Britain are now offering a wide range of courses in various subjects and lasting anything from a fortnight to 3 months. the 2-week courses are intensive courses, with each day consisting of teaching, visits to relevant places of interest, and private study sessions. If you don't fancy studying alone in your room, you'll be pleased to hear that all the centres have libraries, which are open until late. Students don't need to look for somewhere to stay during the course, because on intensive courses, accommodation is offered on campus, which is a considerable advantage. The only problem is that these fully residential courses can cost as much as £400 a week, so some students might be put off for financial reasons. Some colleges and universities have grouped together to form the Summer Academy. These courses are all residential and make strong use of the university's surroundings, with many visits to places of historical and geographical interest in the surrounding area. The Summer Academy courses are mostly taken for pleasure, but a limited number now offer recognised qualifications, which a student can use towards a university degree or diploma, if they decide they want to continue studying. Courses awarding these types of qualification are proving extremely popular. For some people, going on a course may change their lives. I spoke to one student who had studied creative writing at Edinburgh University. He had been a company director, but felt disillusioned with his career. Originally, he took the course for pleasure, but found he enjoyed it so much that he left his job and decided to try and make a go of it as a writer. He believes that the summer school was instrumental in giving him the confidence to do this. As well as giving people the chance to try something new, summer schools can also help existing students with their degrees, and can even shorten the time they need to spend at college. This will suit students anxious to complete their courses and get working as quickly as possible. According to a student I spoke to, another advantage of summer school is that it attracts a far wider range of students than normal degree courses do, and this variety adds interest to the course.
Task 2. Listen to the texts again. Complete the sentences below. Write no more than one word. Sentence 9 is related to text 1. Sentence 10 is related to text 2.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome all those parents whose children have just started at the school. The purpose of this meeting is to give you information about the international exchange programme known as Open Homes, which the school runs. For 1 week a year, pupils are invited to stay with a family abroad and attend school with a child the same age. A return visit is then arranged 6 months later, when our pupils and their families open their homes and become the hosts. In general, children aged 13 to 15 years old, but no younger, seem to get something out of this trip. Now, I realise that your own children will only be 11 or at most 12 this year, but we feel that it's important to begin by making the links that will make a future exchange more successful. So we want children to make a pen friend of their prospective overseas partners a year or so before the visit. By taking part in this scheme, they will already know someone in, and a lot about, their destination before they leave. We've established links with schools in various countries. In the past, European exchanges have been the most popular, especially amongst children keen to practice their languages. But this is not the only aim of the programme, so those more interested in other subjects should not be put off. One year we organised a trip to Holland which was very successful, although none of the children were studying Dutch. Our most regular destination, however, is France, with Germany coming a close second, although we are in touch with a school in Poland which is very keen to take part, as is a school in Canada. Although most children love the experience, we must be prepared for some difficulties. This may be the child's first trip abroad, leading to feelings of homesickness as well as loneliness. A week can seem a long time when you feel lonely or you're missing home. So each group of pupils is accompanied by a professional group leader, which means there's always someone with training on the spot to solve any difficulties, which is a relief for both parents and host families, as you can imagine. There is variety built in the week, and this definitely helps. For example, children attend lessons together in the morning and then visit a local place of interest in the afternoon. These trips can be fun as well as educationally valuable, and parents are invited to come along too. In the past, we've managed to combine the pure entertainment of places like theme parks with the learning opportunities provided by wildlife parks, museums, etc. And surprisingly, it's actually the wildlife rather than the theme parks which prove the most popular time and time again.
Text 2.
Now, if you're thinking of how you're going to spend your summer holidays and are fed up with just lying in the sun, maybe you should consider an educational holiday. Universities, colleges and schools in Britain are now offering a wide range of courses in various subjects and lasting anything from a fortnight to 3 months. The 2-week courses are intensive courses, with each day consisting of teaching, visits to relevant places of interest, and private study sessions. If you don't fancy studying alone in your room, you'll be pleased to hear that all the centres have libraries, which are open until late. Students don't need to look for somewhere to stay during the course because on intensive courses, accommodation is offered on campus, which is a considerable advantage. The only problem is that these fully residential courses can cost as much as £400 a week, so some students might be put off for financial reasons. Some colleges and universities have grouped together to form the Summer Academy. These courses are all residential and make strong use of the university's surroundings, with many visits to places of historical and geographical interest in the surrounding area. The Summer Academy courses are mostly taken for pleasure, but a limited number now offer recognised qualifications which a student can use towards a university degree or diploma, if they decide they want to continue studying. Courses awarding these types of qualification are proving extremely popular. For some people, going on a course may change their lives. I spoke to one student who had studied creative writing at Edinburgh University. He had been a company director, but felt disillusioned with his career. Originally, he took the course for pleasure, but found he enjoyed it so much that he left his job and decided to try and make a go of it as a writer. He believes that the summer school was instrumental in giving him the confidence to do this. As well as giving people the chance to try something new, summer schools can also help existing students with their degrees and can even shorten the time they need to spend at college. This will suit students anxious to complete their courses and get working as quickly as possible. According to a student I spoke to, another advantage of summer school is that it attracts a far wider range of students than normal degree courses do, and this variety adds interest to the course.
This is the end of the listening part. Now you are ready to go on with the other parts of the test.